Merry Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year, of course, even though it drives me a little crazy because I buy for over 69 people and each one has at least three gifts. And so I have done nothing except wrap presents the last couple days. And as I was thinking about what to preach on, I was out at my house. And when I was out at my house, you know, I have a big tree out there. I live here at the rectory, but I have like a summer house out on Krause Drive. And I have a big 12-foot tree out there, and so I haven't got to it until today. So I was out there, and I was putting up the tree and the manger and that. And my manger is for my great-great-grandfather. He had made it. And as I'm putting up the tree on, you've got one ornament on it. It's the only ornament. I'll put more on later this week because there's 12 days of Christmas, so I won't be done today. On that tree, I always placed my grandmother's ornament. And I'll never forget when my grandfather died. My grandmother didn't put up a tree. And when she did put up, all she did was put up this one ornament. And I says, "Gram, why aren't you putting up a tree? Why are you just putting up that ornament?" And she started crying, and she says, "There would be no Christmas without that ornament." And so here I am putting on that ornament on my tree out there. And as I did that, I sat there and says, "Gram, I remember you. And I love you." And then again, I was like a little baby crying like a baby. It was just, you know, Christmas can be sentimental, I guess. But anyway, but then I went and I put the creche up. And as I put the creche up, I did the same thing. I took Jesus and I put him in the center. And I said, "Jesus, I remember you and I love you." And the whole thing we have to remember is Christmas is about Jesus. And it's about, if you listened into the gospel today, it's about what he does for us and how he loves us. And often people don't go to church or whatever because they feel when they come to church they're being judged. But the whole reason Jesus Christ was born was to save us from our sins. And we all got them. I got a lot of them. The greatest thing I did this week is yesterday I went to confession. And I still, as a priest, virgin, celibate, still need to go to confession. And when I go to confession, it's still the greatest thing because there the God of the universe, like Pete used to say to me, my spiritual director, God rest him, every time I went to confession, he'd look at me and he'd say at the end, "Isn't it great God loves a jerk like you?" And I'd say, "Yes, it's great that God loves a jerk like me." And that God loves each of us so much that he was born to die. And that's why he calls us together every Christmas to remind us that this God as a baby is too small to hurt us. He doesn't come to judge us. He comes to love us and to set us free from all those things in our life that keep us in bondage. That here in church is where you're supposed to be most free. Because here in church is where you're supposed to be most loved. And so, welcome to Christmas. And I encourage you in this day and tomorrow to really let it be about Jesus. To really take Jesus and hold him in your arms. Because it's about him. And as you hold him and you meditate on this, as Mary, as you're at creche at your home, just go there, take Jesus in your arms. You don't have to take the physical baby, but spiritually take him in your arms. And just say, "Jesus, I remember you, and I love you." And let this Christmas be about Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.